Hi guys, I'm Mike.
And I'm Kirsten.
And you're listening to the How to Real Life podcast.
Whoop whoop.
Oh, we're going to do that.
We are now.
All right, we're back. Four months later.
4 months later, guys. We are back and ready to do our annual podcast.
It is the first of 2018. I like to think we're ahead. Oh, it's already March. Never mind.
What were you going to say?
I thought we were doing pretty good for 2018. It's March.
It's March.
Wait, is it more than 4 months then? October 19th or so was the...
October 19th. Yeah, that's right. Was the last podcast.
So November, December, January, February,
March. March 19th. So we're 11 days away from being 5 months.
How old is Haven?
She'll be 5 months, March 26th.
Holy crap.
Yeah, guys, so we had a baby 7 days after our first, or the first, like, regular podcast was posted. Didn't see that coming. She was supposed to be born November 3rd. She came October 26th. Ironically, on Family Day, I had been working a ton the weeks before she was born, and we were kind of over, like, we were just so tired, and... Mike at one point came to me and was like, I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but if she's 2 weeks late, I'll be happy, because I was supposed to stop work October 27th and like start a self-imposed maternity leave. And he's like, if we could just have some time where it's like just the three of us and not working.
You were working so much. So you work from home, and I'd been in the new job for, 9 months at that point. But I was basically coming home and watching the kid. I guess it was just the kid at then. Wow, mm-hmm. Things were so easy.
I know.
So watching Noah, but you were going all in. I mean, in the morning, so I left, and then I get home, and then you would take a break, eat dinner with us, and then go back at it.
It was a lot. I was training my sister, who was actually taking the job for me. So Tuesday the 24th, Mike was just like, "I'm done. I'm kind of over it."
Was great because it was your last. Was it your?
It's
last
my
day?
Last week, yeah.
So that was like, oh, cool. Tomorrow's going to be
like the last.
No, you
big
still had a little bit more work.
I had two more days. My last day was going to be Friday the 27th.
But that was Family Day the next day, which
Family Day was
we're
the
26th. Family Day, like we do that all the time. We decided that day was going to be the day we were just going to go out and
have fun
and find things to do.
Yeah.
And then instead, we had a baby.
Yeah.
Which is cool on Family Day, I guess.
Yeah, right. I feel like she interrupted Family Day, but I guess she's part of the family.
Always interrupting.
I know. It was crazy, too, because Wednesday night, I was packing bags for the hospital and thinking about the fact that the last time I'd packed bags for when before Noah was born, he ended up coming the next day.
Which I don't remember. I mean, I do remember him. I wasn't there.
I don't remember. You weren't there when I was packing bags.
I was not there
when
you were packing
bags. You
were
in another state. That's a whole other story.
Another state, but I didn't make it.
You did
back
make
in
it.
Time. I was not part of contractions, so this was the first time I saw contractions.
You saw contractions.
Well, you know what I mean, like
right, experience. Yeah.
And then we're timing them, and I didn't really. I mean, I heard of that, but I didn't really understand that.
Yeah.
So
Thursday
like,
morning, I wake up in tears. Well, I didn't wake up in tears. I wake up and go to Mike in tears, saying, I think I'm in labor, but I don't know what kind of labor I am in because
that's confusing.
It is confusing. Even having two children, I'm still confused. I hear people's stories and never bank on someone else's story happening to you because you will say, I have the exact same symptoms as you and I had a baby 3 weeks later or 5 minutes later. It's like the weirdest thing. So Thursday morning I wake up and I'm like, I'm having contractions 10 minutes apart or whatever it is. And
that's
not really
like
that bad.
That's not, never mind.
It's according to Google, it's not that bad.
I mean, and if I had to scream in pain every 10 minutes,
I wasn't
would
screaming in
I'm
pain.
I'm saying if I did.
Well, sure.
I mean, I would.
Okay. Man cold gun style.
You know it.
So the whole morning Thursday, though, I'm like in denial. Mike's getting all kinds of stuff done and trying to get stuff done. Yeah, that we'd been putting off for a few weeks.
I'd been planning.
You'd been planning for a few weeks to get done that very day.
Hit that snooze button on those reminders.
And
so we get all that done.
We're getting all that done, but I didn't really feel like it was going to happen that day. I was like, it's very like low key, and it just didn't seem like it was really building up. And so I had texted our babysitter and I texted my parents who were coming into town, And I was like, I don't know, maybe don't come, you know, they're coming from 4 hours away. I was like, I don't want them to come and, you know, nothing happened. So we set a doctor appointment. We were like, don't come, don't leave the house until the doctor appointment is like at 3:45. And it was like 1:30 or 2. And I just remember very vividly it going from 0 to 100. It was like, I was convinced nothing was happening to, holy cow, get in the car, throw our kid in the car, get the bags, you know, it's, we got to get out of here. And yet I'm still thinking, we got to get to the doctor, not to the hospital. And I made you call the hospital, or no, I made you call the doctor to see, should we go to the hospital?
Yeah, that changed. And it was so crowded. Atlanta traffic should have a pregnancy lane.
Everyone would take it.
Everyone would get pregnant just to get to work earlier.
That's right.
That's not true. I don't think. So yeah, so we on the way and we go straight to the doctor. Or no, we go to the hospital, sorry.
Yeah.
And then within
45 minutes.
45 minutes, baby Haven's here.
She arrived 45 minutes after we got there. It was insane.
You can get stuck in traffic, by the way, for 45 minutes in Atlanta. I just throw that out there.
Well, I have to say, I had two friends this past year who didn't make it to the hospital. So I feel like the fact that we made it is pretty impressive.
we messed up and we could have been one of those.
No, I wouldn't.
I would have passed out. Moving on.
Moving on.
So we had a baby
45 minutes after we got to the hospital. And oh, man. She was so good. She's been such a good baby. And like, I feel like we got so lucky because right after we left, or right after we had her, I mean, we had company in town for a couple weeks. We moved.
Mm-hmm.
We had Thanksgiving.
Oh my gosh, we're in the story right now. What? I'm sorry. Let's keep going. Sorry, it all started running together since we've had a baby, and I'm trying to figure out where you were. Like, we did what? Okay.
Cool. We did all these things.
So we left the hospital. Then what happened?
We left the hospital, and then we moved.
Oh my gosh, we did move. 1 month later, right?
1 month later, we moved.
From the apartment into a house. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
And then we had Christmas, drove to many places to see family for Christmas.
Yep.
You had like a crazy week. Well, obviously, time leading up to Christmas, which is always crazy.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, it wasn't?
Remember?
No.
We didn't
I don't remember anything.
Yeah. No, pre-Christmas.
I blacked out. Christmas happened.
Was simple. It was the first time in my entire career at the church that it was simple.
Oh, okay.
But the week
I don't remember that.
After.
That was crazy. Oh, that's right. That's when it was crazy.
The first week of New Year's was nuts.
Mm-hmm. Then I went back to work. Walked to my couch, put my computer in my lap, and went back to work.
Oh, you did in January?
Mm-hmm, in January. Wow. And
that's right.
That's where we've been ever since.
So now that we kind of caught up on where we are, it's really changed over the last, oh my gosh, how many years? 5 years for us?
Mm-hmm.
Well, less than that, I guess 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
The last 3 years has been a major change. So during this episode, we wanted to dive in a little bit of, I don't know if it's rhythms. It's a little bit of rhythm, a little bit of schedules, yeah. A little bit of time,
a little bit of like what life looked like then, what life looks like now, what do you do when life changes.
This episode really doesn't have major structure to it, but I think it's going to actually be better. So we're going to give you a little sneak peek into
life back then. Let us take you back in time to a world without children.
What's that from?
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. Party time.
I literally never watched that movie.
Okay,
I just somehow saw that one segment.
Cool. Hey Siri, remind us to watch Wayne's World tomorrow at 8 p.m. It didn't work. Oh, now it turns on. That's Siri for you.
So our schedule. Oh.
It started to work. Who knows what it said?
Who knows what she got from you?
Call Wayne. Probably. Anyway, all right. So before we moved to Atlanta, before we had Noah, actually.
Before we had Noah, that's when everything obviously changed.
This is what our life looked like. Brief. Here we go. Brief. Go.
Okay. So Mike and I had the luxury, as I call it, of working together. It was wonderful. I highly recommend it.
Loved every minute. I don't highly recommend it for everyone, though.
That's true.
But that's true. But if you love each other.
If you think your marriage is a good marriage.
Yeah, if you like each other. Terrible. This will, that's terrible. That's truth hurts, but whatever. Listen, I'm just kidding.
So we've worked together ever since before we were married, we were working together. And so we always got to, we didn't really know life without jobs together. So, and obviously without having children. Oh, we didn't understand. We didn't understand until we had kids, just like no one should have to understand until they have kids, how much time you have before kids. Like, it's insane how much time I realized we had, because now, like, I have to consolidate it better. I don't know exactly how to say that, but
anyway, we had a lot of time. So go for it. So tell us about,
tell us about yourself.
What did I do? So we worked together.
We rode to and from work together. We had two cars, but it was like optional. I think for 2 years we had a car and a motorcycle that I couldn't drive. And so, you know, that was a thing.
I had a motorcycle and it was a straight drive and you couldn't drive it.
The motorcycle?
No, the car. I could drive the car.
I learned how to drive the car. We didn't have my car once we got married. And so I think the first month of our marriage, I had literally no way of getting around because I had a motorcycle and, yes, a stick. And I didn't know how to drive either of them. So Mike had to take me around. But I learned how to drive the stick. It was great. And
yes, you did. Oh, cool. You quickly, too.
I knew. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't mean that. Moving on.
No. Marriage changes your mind. But, yeah, so we rode to work together, rode to and from work, and we would, you know, that was an easy time to be able to, like, you know, have conversations, and our schedules were very similar. And then we'd get home and just have, like, time to hang out and watch TV for hours. You could eat dinner at 10 o'clock at night.
We still do that sometimes.
I know. But, like, it just didn't have to be structured, and we weren't very structured people. Chores didn't really happen, but, like, every now and then. Like, it happened, but, like, I would do it in a day when I was inspired, in a 5-hour chunk.
So we could do everything in one day, yeah.
Yeah.
We had, well, also, we had structure to a degree in the sense that we would go to work, like, whatever time we needed to be at work, there wasn't a ton that kept us from making that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then we lived in Wilmington, so, well, the first year was a little different, but the rest of our life there at that time was, we were 15 minutes from work, so we could leave at 8:45, be there at 9, and we didn't even have to worry about it. Like, we just knew that was good. And then if we left at 5, we got home 5:15, 5:20 at the latest, very latest. So we knew there just wasn't much holding, messing with time.
Well, and we also didn't have to communicate a lot because we were always together. So if Mike had to work one night randomly until 8 p.m. because he was working on a project, I'd just say, okay, I'm either going to work a little more, or I'll read or something, and or I'll go to Starbucks and just wait for you.
Yep. So a lot of that stuff we could just jump into. And we could ebb and flow, both working there. You had things, like if you're like, oh, I got a starting point thing, I was like, cool, I'll just stick around and keep working here, or I'll go help you set up for it, or I'll meet you down there. I'll ride the bike down to the beach or whatever. Mm-hmm. So
it was just very easy. Yeah. And it didn't require a lot of effort, I guess.
And there was a lot of, I mean, there was things that came up and all this. We still had to communicate, but
our baseline was pretty.
Yeah. We were around each other enough to where the communication just kind of happened and we never.
And really, we knew it was happening in each other's lives. So I knew when to ask for stuff, when not to ask for stuff, because things were crazy and vice versa.
Moving from then to today is like a 180.
All right, so we're taking a brief break to be able to talk about what we're into these days. I got no song for this, so I feel like I should have a song.
That was cool.
Diddly.
Wayne's World, Party Time. Excellent. Did we make that joke in the earlier take that actually make the podcast?
I don't know.
We'll find out when we roll this podcast. All right, so what are you into? What's going on?
Okay, so I am into, I think a lot of people know this one, but I have been really into, actually for the last year and a half, but we just did this podcast, so whatever, it's inspired me. The Young House Love podcast. It is it's honestly the one, like, it's such a fun podcast. It's this couple who they do DIY projects, and
what
I feel like
DIY stand for
DIY. Do it yourself.
I know what that DIY. Was. For.
Did I say it wrong? I don't know.
No, you said
but,
it right.
So they started with a blog many years ago, and I started following them in like 2013 or something like that. But they would do house projects, and they've done a ton of things since then, and house renovations, and just one of those fun podcasts to listen to. But I love them because they're just such a fun couple. Like, they have fun together. They do projects together. You know, I think we talked about in our last podcast, like, mm-hmm. try to find things to do together. This is a thing they do well together, and it's fun to listen to them, and they're funny, and they've got, I don't know, just some really interesting things that they talk about. So the only irony is that their last episode, she talked about a book that she's reading called The Selection. This is terrible because I'm like going to counter what she said. She really loved this book, The Selection. She says it's a combination of The Bachelor and The Hunger Games. And I was really intrigued because I love The Hunger Games. And I started reading it and I was like, oh.
So it's way more like The Bachelor than The Hunger Games?
Possibly. I just wasn't impressed with the writing. Let's just put it that way. So
I'm not impressed with the show.
Yeah. I love watching that show just to critique
my
it.
Gosh.
But
things
I'm
not into.
The Selection and The Bachelor. But weirdly enough, I don't to keep it short, I bought The Selection on Kindle. I was mad that I bought it because I'd spent money on this book that I was no longer going to read. And then I thought, wait, the library has like an app now to be able to borrow books.
What?
Go and download this app, which I didn't download for a year.
Like,
because
what
I
do you mean the
it.
Library?
Like the
public
library?
Public
library? Yeah, you can just download books
on
for free.
On an app?
But the problem, this is the kicker, once I downloaded the app, all the books that I would want to read that are popular right now are like out. They have a limited number and people, you know, have to borrow them still. So you're still on a wait list. Yes. So then I started thinking about books that that I haven't read in a while, but that wouldn't be popular. And now I am in the middle of the Twilight series.
You literally have that book upstairs.
I have the last one upstairs. I got rid of the first three because I was like, I'll never read these again. This is ridiculous. Guys, I'm reading Twilight and I still like it. Ah! It's still so good. I read it before it was popular, and then it became like the ridiculous movie industry that it became, and I didn't like it anymore.
When you read it, does the girl stare the whole time just like she does?
No. I feel like the movies were a terrible adaptation. This book is like good junk food. You know, there's like good junk food and there's bad junk food where you like the bad junk food and you're like, ugh, this is gross. That's like what The Selection felt like to me the first four chapters. Oh, it's
I
terrible
feel like
to
that's
say.
Wrong to say because I enjoy good junk food.
Yeah, but like good junk food, like the candy that you like or something. That's what Twilight is. It's like, it's not deep and going to like
nourish
you. Oh,
so it's
you,
like fun to read, but it's not good for you.
I mean, it's good. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying it's not like amazing. It's not Shakespeare, but I still
no
like it.
No one's confusing it with
I'm
Shakespeare.
I'm intrigued
that sure.
She always has good endings. So anyway, I'm into Twilight, bottom line. And it's thanks to Young House Love podcast that I got there.
What's the thing that happens in Twilight? You get impregnated or something on?
No,
is that, thing?
That was the last one.
Imprinted.
Imprinted.
That's just
yeah.
a weird
they
thing.
Get imprinted.
That's not impregnated. That's
impregnated is
straight up pregnancy.
Thing. Yeah, you get imprinted. I'm reading about that right now.
Good stuff. Heavy.
Love triangle, man.
It's like the Holy Spirit. You jump in the Bible, you get the Holy Spirit.
Oh, gosh,
you jump over here, you get the love
terrible.
Triangle.
What a terrible.
Wow. That's
wow.
a sermon illustration from
no.
some bad pastor
no,
out there.
No, it's definitely not. Not even a little bit.
I apologize, not to the pastor, but the congregation who used that illustration. Anyway.
What are you into right now?
I was
now?
Waiting for that question. Funny you ask. I don't know, you asked me this before we got started, and all I could say was work stuff. So right now, I think I'm just into, I'm learning our lighting console.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm learning how to use a Grand MA, which is quite fun. Very exciting, actually. It's like old school, like 10, 12 years ago, learning new stuff kind of thing. And then I'm learning new media servers we're playing with. So it's all tech stuff. I'm enjoying that. The other thing I'm learning, I'm into, Dermot Kennedy is releasing music in 24 minutes, which
guys,
I'm going to be.
Guys, note that He is releasing at midnight, which is 24 minutes away.
24 minutes away at midnight here on, it will be March the 9th, because we are going to see Dermot Kennedy in Nashville Sunday night. Me and you, our kids have a babysitter.
Talk about taking a break.
I think. Sort of. They have some hours that they don't have a babysitter, but I think they'll be fine. I've got to figure that part out. But I am into that because he's a great Irish artist, musician. It's going to be so much fun. Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
Yay.
Small venue, U.S. tour, sold out. We got tickets. So I'm into that. That's what I'm into. I think that's all I'm into. Yeah, that's it. All right, so now that we're on the other side of this 180 of where we were, which was no kids, just us, job at the same location, living close to work, beach town, two kids now, young, you work from home, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
I work 30 to 45 minutes to an hour away in a large city.
Yeah, it's definitely required us to have to put more thought into our schedules, into our days, and into our routines. And I think the word that keeps cropping up in our lives is the rhythms, which I think is like a kind of a catchphrase right now. But it's so true. Like, you can't have specific, expect it to happen every day kind of schedules.
Mm-mm.
But when you aren't given the same flexibility that you had, you have to start thinking, okay, how am I going to, how am I going to sustain this? You know, I think back then, we, like we were saying, we had a lot of the flexibility. We had a lot of times. We didn't even know that we needed a break. You just kind of said, I'm going to head off and go do this.
Yep.
And now, well, I'll speak for myself being a mother. Obviously, when it comes to motherhood, I think, I mean, people talk about you don't get a break, and that's true to an extent. But I think it's interesting because I know for me, and I don't know if it's just me telling myself or other people telling me or you know, society, whatever. I think you get this impression that you are just always supposed to be a mother. You're always supposed to be there and everything's always supposed to be fine. Like, you were always supposed to be able to handle everything. And unfortunately, I do not fit that category. I am slightly chaotic, and I just, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, I tend to break down, and I'm not the person who can go for a year and say, oh my goodness, I haven't had alone time since, you know, 2015. I'm like, no, this isn't going to bode well for us if I don't get a little bit of time away.
Yeah. So I think hearing you say that, one major word came to mind, and I will probably offend some people, but I'm going to go for it, is the word that came to mind was lie. Like, that's a complete lie that a mom cannot have. Okay, so let me rephrase this.
Let me soften the blow.
Let me put an asterisk beside of it. If you're a mom who has a husband at home available to help, you should be able to get alone time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying days off. I'm not saying every day you have hours of time.
Or even just once a week. Like, that may not happen with traveling parents.
Yeah, because you got traveling. But let's take the asterisk and let's just be smart about it for a second. So what we do is, so I don't know if this is what we do, but I mean, whatever. There are days, like, so today you actually went, I'm off on Thursdays and Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up. I got Noah, and then I got Haven up. Actually, I got Haven up first because she was crying this morning. So we come downstairs, and then I got Noah up. I said, hey, when you finish feeding Haven, just let me know. Actually, you put her down in the bed, but whatever. And then you went back to sleep. I was like, you need to get some sleep because you've been working hard at night. Two nights in a row, you stayed up past midnight, and then you get up at 7:30, whatever time, whenever baby starts crying a little bit. You need to sleep in, so you slept. I was like, I got the kids. I'm downstairs. You got to sleep in, and then you had a massage at 1:30 or whatever. So you came down, got lunch. I took a quick shower while you watched the kids. Go to the massage, and then I texted you and said, hey, you going to go to Starbucks? You're like, oh, I just stopped by for a second. I was like, well, I thought you were just going to hang out there for a while. So go. You took your books. You took your Bible. You took journal. Go do your thing. I got the kids. We're good. So You stayed till 6:30. So I gave, like, I was doing my best to give you the whole day off in the sense, but I thought that was like, it sounds like I'm like praising myself here, but it's,
I praise you.
It made sense to give you the time. And in the long, I think where a lot of people get hung up is, oh, this is our day off. Like, my day off. So I need to rest too. But then you've been going at it. Or a lot of people may go, I don't get to see you much. So this is our time to see each other. Mm-hmm. And all you end up doing is, okay, you take that kid, I'll take this kid or whatever. What I've been learning is you need your days away.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know if this is an everyone thing, but we definitely have learned this for us, is that we, and we kind of said this before we had kids too, that we knew we both needed that time away. And, and it's definitely become a reality now. And honestly, I think it's hard to convince yourself you need a break because everyone else is telling, you know, you can kind of get, not everyone else, but you can kind of get this impression that you should be able to make it. You know, when you hear about that mom that never does take a break, it's kind of like the person who says, I work all the time, and it doesn't sound like fun, but you're like, man, like, that's like the good thing is to be the workaholic or something, you know? Yeah. And so it's hard to take a step back from that and to say, I don't want to be a workaholic, or I don't want to be the person who went for a year before I had time without my children. Right. And I don't make it a year. I make it every like couple weeks before I break down crying. And there's this component, I think, of guilt that I am not the person who can make it a year or how, you know, for an endless amount of time. But that's something that I actually had to move past for two reasons. One, because it's a silly notion to not be able to have a break, or to let guilt be the reason you don't take a break. Yeah. And two, because when I was trying to convince myself I could make it, whether out of guilt or whatever reasons I need to prove myself, I didn't. I did break down every other week. I mean, I became... It's every few weeks. If I haven't had that time away, things get really ugly. Like I can get really ugly to myself. I can get really ugly to you. I'm usually pretty good with the kids, but I mean, you know, if you're getting to that point where you're just like, oh, like everything is just overwhelming, maybe that's a sign that you don't like that you just need a little bit of time to take a break. And hopefully it doesn't come to that. If you can get to a point where you say, like, every week or two, I'm just going to get a little bit of time, like an hour, you know, it doesn't have to be the whole day, but just like an hour to say, I'm going to go and have time by myself and do that thing that like, that refreshes me. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to be like, oh, an hour watching TV or something like that, or an hour doing chores, 'cause I don't have children right now. Like,
yeah,
for me, it is journaling. I definitely enjoy that, but I'm hesitant to say it because I know that can be like a, you know,
whatever,
but
everyone's got something.
And like, whether it's taking a walk for an hour or going for a run or whatever, like taking some time to be separate.
Yep.
And yeah, that was just something that I think we've seen for me, especially after having Noah, and dealing with some pretty severe postpartum depression where the counselor literally said, hey, have you been alone? Or have you, I think she said, have you gotten out alone? And I was so proud because I thought she meant like with the baby. I was like, I'm here at the doctor's office with this baby and I did it. Yay me. She's like, no, 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 I meant without the baby. And I was like, oh no, I have not done that. And it was at first like, you know, kick in the pants to say, hey, guess what? Like sometimes you need to be doing things without your child. Mm-hmm. And that's always resonated. But yeah.
Maybe it's just me being a guy. I don't even understand. Like, I can't even comprehend why someone would want. Well, I guess I get it because as a guy, sometimes you're just like, I don't want to be the one who can't get the work done and do this. So I guess I see it in that sense, but I don't want a mom, you, or a mom out there, or whatever, or even a dad, however it's working, to think that, yes, you're home all day and your main job is watching kids, but I don't want it to be like, that's my job. So I'm fighting to be the best, always in. I want those to be separate, yet they're kind of the same. But I've even learned at work, like you just mentioned, workaholic. I used to work all the time, but now it's like, I want to be home with the kids. So sometimes I'm not going to go do that extra project. Mm-hmm. It's going to have to be delayed a week. And you got to think ahead on that. You got to ask for help from work. Hey guys, I've got to do this. I've got family tomorrow. We're going to do this. So can you work Friday instead of Monday? We'll flip flop as a team.
And you've been amazing. Like you, I have to say,
at work.
Yes, you've been amazing at work. Stellar performance. No, I mean at home.
Oh.
At home, you've been amazing. Making, like, working around this hard work schedule and, you know, projects and events and things like that to make time for me to be able to have time away.
Yeah, and that's part of this whole, like, I know this isn't... Well, let's keep going with the breaks just for a second. Okay. So, and then I'll say one more thing before we wrap this part up, or this episode up. The breaks, even for, I think a lot of people want to make sure you're always together, especially if you're mm-hmm. working. And
which we love being together.
Completely.
Love it.
Like a lot.
Kind of obsessive about it.
Yeah, we always love doing everything together. I actually don't want to leave except for my alone times.
Mm-hmm.
So I take those things, honestly, any chance Kira gives me a chance. She's like, hey, mm-hmm. like 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago, one mm-hmm. week ago, maybe even last week, I was just having a really kind of like anxious moments. That day was pretty rough for me. Some just like worry started coming back, like the old days and stomach pains and this other anxious panic stuff. And she was like, hey, you need to go. This is a Thursday, or was it mm-hmm. Thursday or Friday, whatever day it was. You said, hey, you just need to go to the coffee shop. Just go. And I was like, are you sure I can stay here? And I had all this stuff. I feel like I needed mm-hmm. to be that. Because this is a day off. You need your rest. And you just looked at me like, just go do your thing. And you kept saying, come back later, later, later. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, I don't want to go that late. Like, I'll pick up the groceries at 1. How about that? I'll be home by 2. So, which obviously I was 30 minutes late as usual. But I went to the coffee shop. I was there for 2 hours. Came home rejuvenated. It's mm-hmm. like I just needed. And I think sometimes we want the chill time at home, but we don't want to leave or whatever. We want to be in close proximity so we feel mm-hmm. like we're a part of it. But everyone, I think, is craving a little bit of alone time. And if you're not, just try it. Try to crave it.
We encourage it.
Because you need it. You need the time to go do, like you'd said, coffee shop. Some people...
Time to step away.
Like, if you've got a group of guys, so I've got 2 guys who are like best friends who we're trying to figure out a guy's weekend away or whatever, a couple days.
And I've got roommates, old roommates.
Yeah, and you've done...
That I do girls weekend with.
Girls weekend every year or something like that.
And I think one thing that stands out with all this is that we give each other permission.
Mm-hmm.
We give each other permission to go do these things. It is hard. It is hard to say goodbye to Mike and realize that on one of his days off, when I was expecting, you know, help or whatever, I don't completely admit it, like... Telling him last week, hey, go do the coffee shop. I had to kind of recalibrate and be like, okay, this is only mm-hmm. one day that I'm going to get his help, because today when I was expecting it, he really needed that time. So I have to be able to read him well enough to try to give him that opportunity, knowing that he's trying to read me as well and give me those opportunities. Mm-hmm. And so we have to give each other permission. We have to give each other permission also for those weekends and try to plan for those. Like, so if he is gone for a weekend, if I feel like I need to go home to family or something, I can do that, or have some company come in town. But to give permission is probably one of the best gifts you can give your spouse. And then to also give yourself permission to say, hey, maybe I'm not at a breakdown point yet, but I would like just a little bit of time. I would like to go for that walk, and I'd like to not have the children be there or sit in my car in silence. I would do that. But... I think it's very important to say, to try to ask yourself, like, am I giving myself permission to take a break? Am I giving my spouse permission to take a break? And how can I make that happen for them?
The biggest, if you can look at your spouse and go, you need a break, and give it to them, like you just said, that's huge. And if you're on the receiving end of that, you've got to take it, because you've got to trust that the other person's actually...
You have to take it.
...seeing it, because they've got to the point... where they're seeing something, because if they're going to literally...
Shoot you out the door.
Obviously, this is for all the married people with kids here. This is what this majority is for. But if your spouse will look at you and go, hey, today, normally, we do this parent thing together, but today, I'm telling you to leave. I'm going to just keep rocking and rolling. They see something that you need.
Yeah.
Even if you don't... Deep down, you probably even know. So take it, run with it, accept it.
And don't take it as like a sign of weakness that you're accepting it. It's kind of like receiving a gift. Everyone's really bad at receiving gifts.
I take
gifts
it like Christmas
days.
Gifts now. I'm like,
but people deuces. Don't want to take it. Like, I don't want to take it all the time.
I didn't want to take it, but then.
Yeah, you didn't want to take it. That's the irony. You don't want to take it because you want to be like, no, it's fine. It's almost like once someone says, yes, you can go, you're like, no, I've got like a spark of energy just from hearing that
exactly.
I could go. And
that's so true.
Because of that, I'm not going to go. And then you lose the entire thing.
Don't lose the thing.
Don't lose the thing.
Hashtag don't lose your alone time.
Yeah, it's precious. And I don't know. It's just one of those things that even if you don't know exactly why you're trying to turn down alone time, whether it's the guilt factor or the I can do this factor or whatever.
Just take it.
Just try to take it. And if you aren't getting alone time and your spouse isn't getting alone time and you're like, man, we both need this, try to be the initiator. Try to be the one to say, next week you're getting a break and I'm forcing you out of the house and you have to go and don't come back for 3 hours or whatever amount of time we can give.
That's a really good point, actually, because I was trying to think of this. So people don't like take advantage or if you're that guy who just sits around and watches TV while your spouse does all the work, shame on you.
Or girl, but.
Did I say guy? I meant to say spouse, actually. Yeah. Shame on you.
Shame on you. Shame.
Shame you and your TV watching. But what I was going to say, on the breaks, get out. Don't stay in the house. That's just my opinion, because if you're in the house, you tend to, there's something about still just sitting on the couch and watching TV. I've done that where you've been like, all right, you just relax, I'm going out. Mm-hmm. And I would just sit, and then you came back, and I'm like, I know I didn't do anything for 3 hours, and I just watched a movie, but maybe a movie at night, that's not a big deal, but like during the day, it doesn't feel like I actually relaxed. I feel like I just sat around. But
or you might be the person, not saying there's one like this in here, but you might say, I'm going to do chores now, as if that's relaxing because everyone's out of the house. That's fine if your spouse is willing to leave the house and let you do chores, but that is different. That is not a break. That is different. And I say that from experience.
It's definitely not a break. I don't understand how you would even confuse that.
So don't try to take the two in one. That's not what... Well, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, he's out of the house. Like, let me go ahead and get the things done that I can't get done when kids are here. Try to make sure that you know if you're staying at home and you're taking a break, you're not taking that time to do chores. That
should
be a
separate
thing.
Yeah, you're finding a way to take a break. That's true. So, cool.
One last thing.
Here we go. I want to hear this. This is going to be good.
Oh, that's too much pressure.
What? No. All right, we'll bring the pressure down. We'll see if you cook it higher. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, my God.
Go for it.
I don't know. I lost my train of thought. I just had a baby. This is so hard.
You had a baby 4 months ago.
you're such a jerk.
I just can't. No, you need some alone time.
I need some alone time. Guys, I just can't remember my thoughts or follow them through. I really don't remember. You're looking at me like
I'm sorry.
It's okay. But it was probably really insightful and going to
be really
good.
We'll save it
good.
For episode 3 in 2019.
Exactly.
It's going to be a good year. Cool. So I say that's it.
Yeah.
So take the breaks.
Take
breaks. Give each other permission.
Look at your schedules. I remember what I was going to say. If you're not the type of person, like, this isn't really that big a deal, but just when Mike says, you know, get out of the house, it doesn't. If that's not your thing, you know, that's okay. You can stay in the house. You have to consider your personality and your spouse's personality. Where are you going to succeed? Are you going to succeed? And where do you get the most rejuvenated? Ask yourself those questions, and that will help you figure out, do I need to go running for my break, or do I need to journal for my break, or do I need to...
So I'll say this. Don't just sit on the couch in the living room and watch television.
Right. Mindlessly. And don't just go shopping because that's stressful, in my opinion. But
well,
whatever.
I don't know if that's kind of cool. I wouldn't mind doing that.
But still, consider your personality. Consider your spouse's personality. Mm-hmm. If your spouse, if you tell them to take a break and you know they're actually doing something that's like not rejuvenating for them, speak into that. Make them relax, guys. Everyone just needs to relax. So all that to be said, schedules change. Life seasons change. Sometimes you have more flexibility, sometimes you have less, but it's very important, regardless of where you are in life, to take breaks and to realize if you're not naturally getting to take those breaks, that it's going to require a little intentionality. But just because it requires intentionality does not mean you can't take them.
That's good.
thanks.
Love it. So, until next time.
Till next time.
You guys are awesome. Have a great week.
Bye.